Draka, ne cum fulgulde. Ato forbear nene imund. His fear sprang off mode to mode.
Vende mudolica to spellum. An eldress
to ghostum. Ta eldan leos suidon. And ta to himundon. For barin dun mit.
Allow me now to translate line by line.
That drakan nech cum fur golden.
That dragon came not for gold.
Ato forbear ne nech jemund,
but to burn memory.
His fear sprang off mother to mother.
Its fire leapt from mind to mind.
Vende mother like to spellum,
turning mothers into myths.
And eldras to ghostum,
and elders into ghosts.
Da eldan leoth suidon,
the old songs turned silent,
and tachtun yechmundon.
And those who remembered,
forbearing don mid,
burned with it. That dragon came not for gold, but to burn memory. Its fire leapt from mind to mind, turning mothers into myths and elders into ghosts. The old songs turned silent, and those who remembered burned with it. The hidden gospel of Beowulf. In the land once ruled by harmony and reverence for the goddess, a mother known to her people as Grendel's mother was no monster, but a once beloved deity of life, fertility, and earth. She represented the divine feminine, a nurturing force older than kings, older than crosses. Her people lived in balance with her rights, keeping the old ways. Her son, Grendel, was not a beast, but a warrior of conscience, one of the last of his tribe who refused to bow to the foreign prayers and new gods. He saw the new religion rise, an imperial machine of conquest and guilt, tearing apart the tribal bonds and the sanctity of the matriarchal wisdom. He walked alone, not out of malice, but out of grief.
He rejected the Christian God, not out of evil, but to preserve the dignity of his mother and the truth of the old world. But the world changed. The machine came.
Beowulf, the hero of the poem, is no hero, but a harbinger of Rome's power. An agent of the new order. He slays Grendel, not to save a kingdom from terror, but to silence dissent, to kill memory. Then he hunts down Grendel's mother, the goddess herself, and murders her. In her sacred home, under the guise of protecting civilization. You can't imagine how many times this story has replayed over and over as the new world encroached. Years pass. The dragon emerges, a fiery serpent guarding hoarded treasure. But this dragon is no mere beast. It is religion itself, the final evolution of the machine. The dragon is the fire and gold and dogma. It destroys indiscriminately, bringing apocalypse in the name of salvation. Beowulf, older, wiser, seeks to slay the dragon now, but in doing so is consumed by it. He is burned by the very force he served. His death is not triumphant, but symbolic. A warning that even the champions of the machines are devoured by its fire. Duh!
Ladies and gentlemen, Beowulf, like many of the writings, have two meanings. For adults, it is a lament. It mourns the death of the European goddess, the silencing of the poets, the betrayal of the philosophers, and the rise of the parasite. It tells of a man who tried to resist, Grendel, a mother who held on to truth and the legacy, Grendel's mother, and the people who were conquered, not by sword, but by a story spun by the machine to integrate and extinguish.